Okay, which would be Brian C., during the break or after the meeting so we can contact you as a 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Wendy from San Diego.
Like I'm shaking. Hi, my name is Wendy. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Wendy.
I don't know if we have a timer, but okay, good. Thank you. Wow, this is crazy big. My sobriety date is November 4th, 2016. So I have 2 years and 1 month. And boy, did it take me a long time to freaking get here. I've had a 40-year career. That's what I call it anyway, of drinking. I took my first drink when I was 12 years old, and that's really young. And I remember exactly how it made me feel. I remember exactly where I was that day. And it's kind of funny because fast forward, I remember exactly how I felt when I stepped foot in Mesa Vista Detox 2 years ago. So, you know, I did take that first drink when I was 12. At that time, we'd kind of just moved. I had a whole family. I have two other sisters and a brother. Currently, you know, two of them, total of three in our family, is in recovery at this point, and we're all over the age of 40. It took me years. You know, I went through junior high partying on the weekends. But I was always that good student. You know, Monday through Friday, I was that good student, that big sister, that one. You know, my parents got divorced when I was 13. And, of course, you know, you blame yourself for all of that. And so I felt like I had to take on that leadership role kind of while my mom was working. Because my dad took off and he was partying and doing drugs and alcohol. And I took care of my family, you know, my brothers and sisters. And currently one's here with me tonight. And I'm super grateful for that. But, you know, I always was that caretaker. No matter if it was my siblings, my friends, you know, I was always that one person who I felt like I had this mask on my face and these terrible turmoil feelings inside. And once I really started drinking in junior high, I found the cure for that. You know, alcohol would make me not care anymore. Alcohol would make me have fun. I wanted to have fun. I didn't want to fucking be responsible for my whole life, you know. So in junior high, you know, it was going down to Fiesta Island and going to neighborhood keggers and, you know, remembering how I got there, but not remembering how I got home or puking the whole way home. That was my favorite. I like to throw up after I drank or while I was drinking. So that was my junior high career. Once I got into high school, I kicked it up a notch. You know, I didn't hang out with the wine bottles or the beer anymore. You know, I kind of bumped it up to hard liquor. And I remember going to a party, and I was standing there, and this guy, I guess, that I went with had his, you know, he had my hand in this hand, and this other guy come walking up behind me and put his arm around my backside, and I didn't care. I had two dudes at that point. You know, But that's kind of how, you know, I was this party animal on one side and then this very responsible schoolgirl on the other side. Once I hit 11th grade, and I know this is Alcoholics Anonymous, but I do have drugs in my story. And this program has taught me to tell the truth, so I do that. And I, you know, I got introduced to the meth monster in 11th grade. At that point, it was recreational. You know, I put the alcohol away at that point because the other was so much better at that point. And thank God I got myself graduated Because once I graduated high school, the addiction for the meth came on real fast, real strong, and real hard. At the age of 19, I got pregnant with my first child, and I was able to put the drugs down at that point. 5 minutes. Really? Holy cow. Anywho, let's speed this up. So I was that girl, you know, with not my first pregnancy, but my second and my third. I was doing meth with babies in my body. And I have to tell that because that is disgusting. And I did that, you know, in my addiction. At that point, the father of my children, who I'm still married to 36 years ago, went to prison, you know. And I had these three little infants, and I was completely addicted. But by the time he got home, we stopped, and we turned our lives around. And we said, hey, you know, we're going to give these kids this awesome-ass life, and we did that. But the second I put the meth down, I pulled the alcohol right back out. And it was game on, you know, in my 30s. I was hiding it in the closet. I was, you know, going to every family function, every Little League game, every high school football game. I had beer or liquor or, you know, the airplane bottles, wherever I could stash them. My drinking took a huge, huge increase about 10 years ago. Our youngest child, who was 18 at the time, getting ready to go off to college, came to us with an opiate addiction. And you know what? I tried to save that kid, and I couldn't. And that's when my drinking took a huge increase. I drank to wake up. I drank to deal with the problems. I drank to go visit at jails and prisons. I even went to prison drunk, okay? Nobody knew it because I had this, you know, I still had that game face on. On September 12th, 2016, 6 weeks after I had lost a 23-year-old, I was at a job, and I lost that probably because of my drinking, because I wasn't performing. But 6 weeks after that, September 12th, 2016, our 26-year-old son came through the doors in a courtroom with chains and shackles, and a judge sat there, not knowing my child, and sentenced him to 30 fucking years in prison. And at that point, I was done. I checked out. I didn't want to live. I isolated. I sat in my backyard for days with my robe on. For days. And I couldn't and I wouldn't face what had just happened. But I was using alcohol to drink my sorrow, my broken heart, and my hopelessness away. And that was September 12th. On November 3rd, which was two and a half months after that, he sent me a letter. He said, Mom, your birthday's in 2 days. Go find your happiness. He goes, I need you to go find it. He didn't know I was fucking hammered every day. He didn't know I was drunk every day. But he sent me a letter and he said, go find something that's going to make you happy. And you know what, you guys? I picked up the phone after I read that letter and I ended up in Mesa Vista Detox. And that was the best present he'd ever given me. So thank you for letting me share.